A young woman was soaking up the sun's rays on a Florida beach when a little boy in his swimming trunks, carrying a towel, came up to her and asked her, "Do you believe in God?" She was surprised by the question, but replied, "Why, yes, I do." Then he asked her, "Do you go to church every Sunday?" Again, her answer was, "Yes." Then he asked, "Do you read your Bible and pray every day?" Again, she said, "Yes." But by now, her curiosity was very much aroused. At last, the boy sighed and said with obvious relief, "Will you hold my quarter while I go in swimming?" There was a time when, like that young woman, those who could truthfully answer yes to the little boy's questions could be trusted. They were supposed to be as trustworthy as Lord Jesus if he were standing in their place. Sadly, today things are complicated. The devil has really done a number on America. It's all been his very long-range plan. He's had some recent horrendous successes. America has slid from being a very trustworthy society to one where hardly anyone can trust anyone else unless there's an ironclad legal contract governing all their interactions. We have so many rules, regulations, stipulations, and agreements that we're practically hamstrung in trying to get anything done that's not an everyday thing. This is an enormous problem. Unless things change, America is going to collapse. And folks, the Constitution is not going to save us. It can't. For our very first Vice President, John Adams, under First President George Washington, famously declared in his letter to the Massachusetts militia on October the 11th, 1789, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Are Americans a moral and religious people? Only some are. Many claim to be. But sadly, in our day and age, most have forgotten what it means to be moral and religious. There are many reasons, but for us who should know better, the answer is simple. Best-selling author, speaker, Messianic Jew, native Israeli, Amir Tsarfati, stated on September 17th on X, "The real issue runs deeper. It is the widespread biblical illiteracy and the craving for empty liturgy and religion. These are the five foolish virgins with no oil in their lamps." He goes on, "Anyone who thinks that calling themselves conservative and saying Christ is king automatically makes them born again and spirit-filled, I have bad news. Jesus will say, 'I don't know you.'" Let me add that our status will be no surprise for us at the moment of our deaths. We will instinctively know before the Lord even speaks. For at that point, we will come face to face with ourselves. All our pretenses, all the lies that we've told ourselves all our lives will be plain to see, and we will have no excuses to spout, least of all to ourselves. Truly, our vaunted American Constitution is no match for human depravity. Unless we are a majority Christian nation, we cannot survive. I once went to a local Social Security office back in the 90s to straighten out some issue with my parents' Social Security. I filled out some forms. As I wrote, I thought, What's going to stop unscrupulous people from lying on these forms? People can defraud the government with just a few checks and a few boxes on a few forms. For honesty and integrity was assumed. Nowadays, so much criminality has crept into our society that one can hardly assume anyone is telling the truth unless they have something concrete to gain by doing so. If that's the case, we are definitely no longer a moral and religious people. If that's the case, then the various rights and privileges God has bestowed and delineated in the Bill of Rights can no longer apply. First among them, the freedom of speech. We see this everywhere. The brouhaha over ABC's Jimmy Kimmel is only the most recent. If Kimmel were a moral and religious person, he never would have said what he did. But he and others who rail against supposed censorship actually have no leg to stand on because the Bill of Rights does not protect them or entitle them to anything. Just as flag burning is not a constitutional right, no moral or religious person would burn the flag nor spew lies on television programs. Yet the left, in their demonically taught twisting of the meaning of words, constantly screams that genuine Christians, like Charlie Kirk, are bigots, Nazis, racists, misogynists, etc. In reality, the exact opposite is true. They themselves are all the things they fight. Satan's useful idiots currently have control over nearly every institution in America, so their voices, lies, deceptions, propaganda are inescapable. We have to have a source of truth, and church should be a fountainhead of truth. Christians should be spewers of truth everywhere they go. We should know what's right, what's wrong, what's fact, what's fiction. We have to be grounded in life's foundational truth, the Bible. We have to know what it says, be able to quote it from memory. We have to be steeped in it. And from that foundation, we can look on all the avalanches of media out there and be able to discern, research, and discover what's really true out of all the tsunami of lies. For example, Charlie Kirk's assassination. Tyler Robinson may well have been the one to pull the trigger, but while even that's not certain, it's now certain that deep state actors are in on it up to their eyeballs. Only God knows what really happened and everyone behind the evil murder. And then there's our Secretary of War, Defense, Pete Hegseth, who recently called an unprecedented assembly of hundreds of top military brass at the Pentagon. What for? We may never know. On the other hand, do we have trust in President Trump? Do we know that he is in office because God chose him? That we do know. We also know that Trump chose Hegseth to lead the military, which means that Trump trusts Hegseth. And this is in such stark contrast to Trump's first term when some top brass actively disobeyed Trump's policies while lying to his face. So if Trump trusts Pete Hegseth, then do we trust him? If we trust Trump, then we should also trust Hegseth and Rubio and Lutnick and Bessent and Patel and all on down the line. Unless they're proven to be corrupt, then we should trust them to a point, particularly those who not only spoke at, but proclaimed the gospel so forcefully and faithfully at Charlie Kirk's memorial service last Sunday. Now, as the American public, we deserve the truth from our leaders. We deserve transparency, but it can't be absolute, particularly in our modern day. Some lies, many lies, are so old, so ingrained, so seemingly self-evident and unassailable that it'll be difficult for many people to ever correct their minds about them. Even faced with indisputable facts, many people will believe only what they want to believe. Think transgenderism, anyone? But what if the military, in particular, knew of information that has only been rumored by conspiracy theorists for many decades that is actually true? What if they've known about extraterrestrial technologies, equipment, even biologics? What if little green men actually have been seen, their bodies even dissected in secret government labs? What if RFK Jr. has been asserting about vaccines and autism are actually true? What if COVID-19 actually was engineered in a Wuhan lab and released on the world on purpose? Will people believe it? Will people go berserk? What if, as just reported, that many mad scientists have used AI to create new viruses that never before existed to attack certain bacteria that live in human bodies? Is not all this madness? More to the point, is not all this lawlessness? This world, under the control of Satan, truly is going insane. Unless God intervenes, humanity is committing genocide against itself. Humanity will be exterminated just as Satan has planned. So what are we to do? Trust and obey God. Our sermon hymn says what? What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. King Solomon never knew the Lord God as did his father David. Ecclesiastes reflects this massive limitation. The rich man who had no compassion for Lazarus shows it. While begging that Lazarus be raised from the dead to go to his five brothers to warn them to repent, deep down he knew that they wouldn't believe Lazarus, even if he did go to them. God has laid it all out for us in black and white. We either believe it, all of it, or we don't. We either trust and obey, or we perish eternally. It's our choice. Do we put in the work to walk by the Lord's side, or do we insist on our own ways? As Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Make yours the psalmist's prayers in Psalm 119, 116, and 117. Lord, strengthen my inner being by the promises of your word, so that I may live faithful and unashamed for you, like Charlie Kirk. Empower me to live every moment in the light of your ways. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for us. We thank you for your promise that you would remove from us our hard hearts of stone and replace them with warm, soft hearts that are obedient to you. Truly make us more obedient. Help us to hear you, dear Holy Spirit. Help us to quiet our minds, our raging thoughts, that we can hear your still small voice advising us and guiding us every minute of the day. In Jesus' sake and for his name, and for his sake we pray. Amen.